Chapter 12. The Last of the Mohicans. Magua and Cora walked into the forest. They walked towards the Hurons' village. An hour later, Hawkeye, Duncan, and Uncas followed Magua's trail. 200 young Delawares went with the three friends. Alice stayed in the Delawares' village. Hawkeye spoke to Uncas. "Major Hayward and I will find Chingachgook and General Monroe," he said. "They are safe in the forest. Uncas, take the Delawares with you. Follow Magua's trail. Be careful. There will be many Hurons in the forest. We will meet you at the Hurons' village." "Magua will take Cora to the cave in the hill," said Hawkeye. "We will find her. We will help her." "Come," said Duncan. Hawkeye and Duncan soon found Chingachgook and Monroe. They quickly told Monroe their story. Then the four men went to the Hurons' village. They walked up the hill towards the cave. Suddenly they heard shouts and cries. They looked down at the village. Uncas and the Delawares were fighting the Hurons in the village. Then Magua and some Hurons ran up the hill. They were going to the cave. Uncas was running after them. Hawkeye and his friends fought the Hurons. The fight was terrible, but Magua escaped. Then Hawkeye, Duncan, Monroe, the Mohicans, and their friends saw Magua again. He was with another Huron. They were in front of the cave. The two Indians were pulling Cora from the cave. "Cora!" shouted Duncan. "There is Cora!" Uncas ran towards the rocks above the cave. Cora had stopped in front of the cave. Magua took out his knife. He turned to Cora.
"Woman!" he shouted. "Will you be the wife of Magua? Or will you die?"
"Kill me, Magua," Cora said. "I will not go with you."
Suddenly there was a cry. Uncas was standing on the rocks above them. Magua looked up. The other Huron turned to Cora. He stabbed her with his knife and killed her. Magua shouted angrily. He lifted his knife and killed the Huron. Then Uncas jumped on Magua. They fought, but Magua turned quickly. He stabbed Uncas 4 times. The young Mohican stood for a moment. Then he fell at Magua's feet, dead. Hawkeye saw Uncas fall. The scout ran towards Magua. Magua ran up the path. His enemies were below him. Magua climbed up the rocks. Then he turned and looked down. Hawkeye stopped running. He lifted his long gun. Magua jumped towards a higher rock, and Hawkeye fired. Magua's fingers touched the rock, but the bullet from Hawkeye's gun killed him, and his body fell down and down onto the rocks. A day later, General Monroe, Duncan, and Alice stood by the graves of Uncas and Cora. They were sad and silent. Then they said goodbye to Hawkeye, Chingachgook, and the Delawares, and they walked away into the forest. Chingachgook looked at Hawkeye.
"All the people of my tribe have gone now," he said. "I am alone."
"No," said Hawkeye. "Uncas has gone, but you are not alone." He put his hand on Chingachgook's hand. The tears of the two friends fell onto the grave of Uncas. In 1758, General Monroe died. Alice married Duncan Hayward, and they lived happily together. From that time, the Delawares told their children the story of the English woman and the young Mohican. And they told their children the words of Tamenund, the old chief.
The time of the red man has gone. We fought for our land. But now there are many white men, as many as the leaves on the trees. I have lived too long. I have seen the last of the Mohicans.
The Last of the Mohicans was read by William Roberts, and the recording was produced by James Richardson at Studio AVP, London.